free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about election returns and results, what is coming ahead with the elections. And I've got an experience when I went to vote yesterday that I'll tell you about. A very interesting experience from a listener who went to vote in Alabama. So I'm going to tell you what happened there. But as we look at what is happening today, and as lockdown 2.0 is ramping up, and you can see the headlines everywhere that Cuomo and the Marxist Northeast are ramping up restrictions and also requiring that you got to fill out forms if you fly into the area. They're looking out for people with automobile tags. Been looking for that. I don't know what kind of special treatment you get for that. They haven't specified that yet. But if you fly in, they've got a detailed form they want you to fill out. You don't fill that out, you're going to get a $2,000 fine. You don't go to quarantine, $10,000 fine. Perhaps Cuomo has discovered a way to make up for all the lost revenue from all the businesses that he's bankrupted with the lockdown and closure. Because I don't know if, as long as Trump is there, if he's going to get some kind of a bailout. Shouldn't, for what he has done. He ought to go to jail for violating the Constitution. But yeah, this is where we are right now. As California is stepping things up, New York is stepping things up, and Connecticut and so forth. And as they focus on Florida, and you saw the headlines up there for 2 days on the Drudge Report. Look at this, a record of 15,000 people. New cases of coronavirus in Florida. Today I'm going to give you what has really happened in Florida. Fox News there, local station, got suspicious. Because they said, look at this, we've got a lot of stations here where they're testing and they've got 100% positive rate. That doesn't look believable. You know, it kind of looks like an election in Stalin's Soviet Union. Yeah, Stalin got 100% of the vote. Yeah, it always happens that way, right? And they saw this happening in a lot of different places. It's kind of like the elections that we have in Democrat areas where you have more votes than you do people who live there. Because, you know, the dead are voting as well. And so they started to look at it. And they found that the people who were reporting it were inflating the results by as much as a factor of 10 in many cases. And that's even worse than that. The CDC has said, and we have the video, we have the screenshot of the clip that was pulled out by IntelliHub, and IntelliHub said that if you look at what they're telling everybody, not only do you not have to have any symptoms, but because this is the family of coronaviruses, you can get a positive test if you've got a cold. A cold. Because, you know, a cold and a flu, they're all part of that same family of coronaviruses. This is just a variant of the coronavirus. So, yeah, you can have a common cold and you can test positive. And if you don't test positive, the people who are compiling the numbers, you know, for the mainstream media, for the Associated Press, for the Drudge Report, will blow the numbers up by a factor of 10. So if you got 15,000 people in a day that tested positive, maybe in Florida, maybe that was 1,500. And maybe a sizable chunk of the people who were 1,500, of those 1,500 people who tested positive, maybe they just had a cold. Maybe they had the flu, a different flu. But no, we are going to lock down the economy. So we're going to talk about how the red flagging has now begun for people who refuse to wear the Fauci burqa, the face mask. It has now begun. We also have some updates on the pedos. turns out that Chelsea Clinton vacationed with Ghislaine Maxwell. It just goes on and on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, July 15th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is day 121 of lockdown. And I have a lot of details about the scam that is this plandemic, the scamdemic, as many people call it, beginning with what the CDC says about their tests. As I just said at the top of the hour, because the COVID-19 is a coronavirus, the CDC has admitted on their own site, and it's a screen clip here from IntelliHub, they've admitted on their own site that you will get a positive test if you have a cold. If you have a cold, you have a flu. Oh, COVID-19. Cut the check for $19,000 to the hospital right there. And it's much worse than that. But let's begin with just how they, the problems with this test. Shepard Ambliss, IntelliHub founder tweeted out, he said, the CDC admits COVID-19 tests only test for the common cold. You have been duped. He says, Trump is in bed with Fauci and Bill Gates. They will track and vaccinate you eventually, and you're sheep if you follow this. I agree. It's always been about the track and the vax. And that's why when I look at this, all of the talk back and forth, Fauci's a good, Fauci's a bad. And we'll talk about that. You know, we got Peter Navarro talking about that. Discrediting Fauci, but then Trump walks it back, you know, and he says, well, you know, I really do like him. And look, the thing you have to watch, keep your eye on the ball. If you're going to give $10 billion to Operation Warp Speed, if you're going to push out vaccines, and Trump knows, he knows that vaccines are harmful. Now, he doesn't get them. He's talked about autism links and so forth. It's one of the reasons why I supported him. But now he is funding this at a level that Bill Gates never has. And he's pushing it with the military. The $10 billion for Operation Warp Speed, the crony capitalism, the corruption, the callous disregard for your health because of his political ambitions. How pathetic is that? Anyway, the CDC, he says, here's a quote, a positive test result shows you may have antibodies from an infection with a virus that causes COVID-19. However, there's a chance a positive result means that you have antibodies from an infection with a virus from the same family of viruses called coronaviruses, such as the one that causes the common cold. So if you've had a common cold, if you've had the flu, if you have it now, oh, COVID-19. COVID-19, that's exactly how this works out. Look. They rigged this thing at the beginning by rigging the case fatality rate. We have this new mysterious disease. It's most likely going to kill you. So let's talk about the high percentage. Yeah, we got about 4 or 5% of the people. Sometimes more than that. You know, 10% of the people. We saw some numbers from some places. 10-15% of the people get this or dying. And they didn't have any tests at all. Now that we know that's not true, Now that we know that the case fatality rate is not that high, and they just put up on the screen, Texas has just put up the Department of Health in Texas. Same people are telling you, you got to have a, got to wear a mask statewide or get a $200 fine. Got to wear a mask inside your home. Oh, yeah, we strongly suggest that you wear a mask inside your home. Now, they're not going to be sending SWAT teams in yet or inspectors yet. But you had the Texas Department of Health guy, played it on Monday, telling everybody, got to wear your mask inside your home. But the same Texas Department of Health just released numbers, and it shows the coronavirus cases, the COVID-19, plus the two previous flu seasons. And guess what? We have fewer people dying. The case fatality rate for COVID-19 is less than the two flu seasons. The mortality rate for the flu in the past two seasons was 0.03% and 0.04% in Texas. The COVID-19 mortality rate is 0.01% in Texas. So there were three, the flu was 3 to 4 times more fatal. It was still microscopically small. And for some reason, we didn't shut down all of Texas when we had the flu the last 2 years during flu season. And especially during summer. But now, as this information is known, as we know the case fatality rate was lied about, now that we know that it is less lethal than the flu here in Texas, Governor Abbott, a Republican, and the same Texas Department of Health are ramping up the lockdown, the mask rules, the fines, the surveillance, preparing you for a vaccine. Folks, this is a globalist agenda from the top down. And these people have marked you for destruction. Of course, this won't make any headlines on the Drudge Report. It won't be there for 2 days, like the lies about what happened in Florida. And let me go into what happened in Florida here. This is a Fox 35 investigation, local Fox team. Good for them. Anchor Charles Billy said, well, you know, we found numerous labs that are only reporting positive test results. And many of them showed 100% positivity rate. And so that got our attention. Like I said, this is like a Soviet Union election. Look at this. Stalin got 100% of the vote. 110% of the vote in some places, right? I mean, everybody laughed about that with Saddam Hussein. But this is no laughing matter. Because these lies are being pushed by the Associated Press, by the Drudge Report, by CNN. Every mainstream media outlet is pushing this. They censor news. They censor your being able to share information on social media. And then they push these lies and propaganda to you at the same time to keep you in fear. And I'm telling you, it's working. All of our friends that we talk to that don't watch this program believe this. They all believe this. According to the latest publication of statewide test results from the Florida Department of Health, several testing facilities' positivity rates were 27%, 33%, 37%, 40%, 43%, 44%, 50%, 55%, 57%, 59%, 60%, 87.5%, 91%, and 100%, several of them. So Fox 35 says countless labs have reported 100% positivity rate, which means that every single person tested was positive. Well, you know, that's not hard to do. If every test is going to measure anybody that's ever had a cold or the flu, you're going to get 100% positive rate. So Fox 35 found that testing sites like Centricare reported that 83 people were tested and that all of them tested positive. Then NCF Diagnostics in Alachua found 88% of tests were positive. How could that be, they asked. So they investigated these astronomical numbers, contacting every location mentioned in the report. As it turns out, as they went through the data that was pushed out over the weekend, they found, it was wrong. Oh, never mind. When we go back and we look, we find that the positivity rate was actually 9.8%, but it was reported as 98%. You know, you have that little decimal thing kind of floats around. And decimal points really do float around a lot in government statistics. Have you ever noticed that? Coronavirus cases up. The report showed the Orlando Health had a 98% positivity rate. However, we found that that was inflated by a factor of 10. Orlando VA confirmed a similar discrepancy. The report also showed the Orlando Veterans Medical Center had a positivity rate of 76%. A spokesperson for VA told Fox 35 News on Tuesday, this does not reflect their numbers. And the positivity rate for the center is actually 6%. So the actual numbers that they're measuring, even when they count people who have had a cold as being COVID-19 positive, that's what the test shows, according to the CDC. And so the hospital or the test, the VA writes down 6%. The health bureaucracy makes that 76%. And so Governor DeSantis, the Republican in Florida, admits that maybe he was reopening too quickly. And so it goes. We'll be right back.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now. Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans. So I was taking care of an errand this morning, and I wasn't even close to downtown, but I was parked on a little side street going to this business. When I came back out, I saw what looked like two Asian folks, probably Chinese, walking down the sidewalk about 50 yards up ahead of me. And here I am parked a truck with the windows up, and the woman stops and points at me. So they stop and they wait while I'm inside my truck. Truck started, and they sit there and stretch. She keeps pointing, and they put their hands out like they're waiting for me to go because I'm not wearing a mask inside my car. And so then I just sat there. So they acted angry and walked past me. I almost shot a video of it on my phone, but everybody sees this stuff happening everywhere. This is mental illness. People are pulling guns on folks that aren't wearing masks. This is all cult programming. This is all about submitting. We cannot submit to this UN brainwashing. It's all a giant fraud. We must expose the fraud or become slaves to it.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, it is a scam. The scamdemic. Look at this. It would almost be funny if their endgame was not so deadly. It's going to destroy our society, destroy our freedoms, destroy our constitution, destroy our lives. And at the end of this is the agenda that they've been pushing for a very long time. A eugenics vaccine and tracking of everybody. Everything shut down, all of your life, lived by permission. You want to talk about privilege? Everything's going to be privilege granted by government. So when we look at this, I just laid out for you what was really happening in terms of the CDC saying you're going to get a positive test if you've had a cold, if you've had the flu, because it's a coronavirus. Then as Fox 35 looked at the numbers and said, are you kidding me? All these places are returning 100%. So they go around, they talk to some of the people about these high numbers. And I said, well, no, actually, that 98% number that was reported by the state health department here in Florida, that was 9.8. They go to a VA hospital. That's 76% number. No, actually, we tested 6% of the people positive. And those 6% of the people that they tested positive might have had colds, according to the CDC. And on the basis of this, you see the headlines screaming everywhere, record number of cases, not of deaths. Because in spite of all the pushback by the mainstream media and the politicians and the quote-unquote federal health bureaucracy, NIH, CDC, all of these criminals. In spite of all that, you got a lot of doctors who say, well, you know, we've got a lot of different things that actually work for this. We've got hydroxychloroquine, we've got zinc, we've got azithromycin, and we got a lot of other treatments, those things in combination and so forth. And so the death rate is dropping. And because people are doing this here in Texas, as the governor, the Republican governor, increases a lockdown, as the Texas State Health Department says you're going to need to start wearing your masks inside. We're not going to enforce that just yet. But you just wait. It's like when we went to a gun control rally in Austin a couple of years ago. And we got the mayor pro tem, the number two guy, bragging about, you had a protester, one protester there. And we filmed it. He goes, you're going to come for all the guns, aren't you? And this is about 5 years ago. You know, now that it is a campaign promise from Biden, from Beto O'Rourke, from Eric Swalwell and all these other, they're promising to take all the guns. But at the time, they were lying to you about that, about what their agenda was. And it was a rare moment of anger where when the guy says, you're going to take all the guns, he goes, no, that's not there yet, but you just wait. You just wait. We're going to do that eventually. And we caught that on tape. And now they're bragging about it all the time. It took them 5 years to start telling people the truth about what they really want to do. And they're still not telling people the truth about where this is all headed. And they're not telling you the truth about what's going on. Case fatality rate has collapsed in Texas. It is 0.01% of the people who get coronavirus. And if you look at the flu seasons from the last 2 years, 3 to 4 times that amount. It's 1/3 to 1/4 the case fatality rate of flu, ordinary flu. And we have locked down the economy, and they're continuing to lock it down even more. Abbott is supported with all the panic, and oh, the hospitals are running out of beds, and it's horrible. We're all dying, right? Except the death rates have fallen. What happened a year ago? What happened 2 years ago when it was 3 or 4 times? Did you see the headlines about everything being locked down? Did you see the panic about the Ebola situation when you had Clay Jenkins, the judge who came after Shelley Luther, the person who had the beauty parlor, came after her. I'm going to put her in jail. Big fine. And yet when we had Ebola come to town, that same judge said, forget about it. Just live your normal. We got lots of doctors, lots of hospital beds for Ebola. 80% of the people die, liquefied internal organs. No, don't worry about that. We play the football game between the Houston Texans and the Dallas Cowboys. Just live your lives. Just live your lives. And so now we see the Associated Press, part of the panic press, part of the pandemic, plandemic press. Florida surpassed its daily record for coronaviruses Tuesday. Screaming, right? I just told you 100% of the cases? Are you kidding me? It's 9.8%. They reported as 98%, 6%. They reported as 76% and on. Exposed by Fox 35, local news channel. Good job. These guys, in a real world, this would be the end of this lie, and these people would get a Pulitzer Prize. But this isn't the real world. This is the make-believe world that they have manufactured for you. And so the Associated Press, which everybody's paying attention to that, nobody's talking about this Fox 35 report. This is the alternative free press that people are trying to shut down and they silence on social media. So the new deaths report AP, these new record deaths, they claim, in Texas, even though it's less than the last two flu seasons. And here's where they go with it. Here's how you know this is being manufactured. The worrisome figures, you know, presuming that we have more people dying in Texas than ever before, even though it's a third to a quarter of what it was the last 2 years for flu, saying that the Florida surpasses daily record, even though they're reporting this stuff by more than a factor of 10. You know, in the one case, the VA, they manufactured it up by a factor of 11. But it's record. And so they said the worrisome figures were released just hours before the news about an experimental vaccine developed by the National Institute of Health and Moderna. And this is good news, says Dr. Fauci. No matter how you slice this, this is good news. Ka-ching, ka-ching. You can hear the dollar signs clicking. So we got this fake news about Florida and Texas, the Associated Press, and then immediately you've got Fauci riding to the rescue with his Moderna vaccine, a company that is using this. It is a mode RNA. This is going to mess with your RNA, your DNA. These people have never produced any medication. All the other pharmaceutical companies say it's too dangerous to do stuff that way. Messenger RNA. So they don't even want that approach for a drug. And Moderna has never manufactured a drug. All they've manufactured is stock market hype. And of course, Fauci helped them with that a great deal. He and the vaccine czar for Trump, Moncef Slaoui, oh, they made millions. I don't know how much Fauci got. Yeah, that's probably in a Swiss bank account for him, his golden parachute. And he thinks he's going to live forever, just like Darth Vader Ginsburg. Nobody lives forever, Fauci. Of course, he and Francis Collins are working on their transhumanism project and have been. Ever since Francis Collins got finished with the Human Genome Project, he began the Human Connectome Project. So he goes from the Human Genome Project, he goes to the NIH, and immediately he starts working on brain transference. But of course, in the interim, they're going to transfer your freedom, your power, and your cash to themselves. So yeah, this is good news because they're in the process of putting out a vaccine because, you know, even though Moderna has never produced a drug, even though everybody else says it's too risky, you call it a vaccine and you can't sue them no matter what they do to you. They've taken care of that. It's the first thing Fauci did when he went to the NIH.
Cool that under the Megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about. And, oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now, and the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us. Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at, tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you believe in evolution in the modern theory or not, the globalist controllers do, and they constantly write about and talk about how they want to create a global crisis or a group of crises that force humans to, quote, evolve in a new, better way. Now, when you study how they actually want you to evolve, if you believe in that, it is to stop having children and merge with silicon bodies and a post-human future. Talk about psychotic. Talk about creepy. Talk about crazy. But they need an event like COVID-19 to teach a mammal to wear some covering over its nose, over its breathing tubes, to set the precedent for the forced inoculations, for the GMO, for the 5G, and for all the things that they admit will end our humanity as we know it. That's why this is so evil. Their whole agenda for a cashless society, global government, UN control, getting us all into debt, getting rid of local government. Think about all the facets of it, the censorship, the surveillance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So we had the California governor ban all indoor activity, restaurants and everything, including especially church services. And he's made a point of saying, and we pointed out, there's no end date set on the order. They aren't even pretending that they're going to end this anymore. And we've been saying, you know, look, they're just rolling this thing out a month or two at a time. And yet there'd be these little slips, just like they were talking, well, yeah, we're going to take all the guns. There'd be these little slips, these, you know, where they'd tell people, well, probably not for another year, maybe not another 2 years or so forth. And now they're not even planning or pretending to have an end date. The end date is when they have a vaccine. Newsom hinted that some of the restrictions might stay in place until a vaccine is developed. Oh, you can bet that. He said, we're seeing an increase in the spread of the virus. That's why it's incumbent on all of us to recognize soberly that it's not going to go away anytime soon until there is a vaccine or an effective therapy. Well, you had an effective therapy months ago, and you've done everything you can to ignore that. Actually, you've had multiple effective therapies. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But yeah, no indoor church services at all. It was just a couple of weeks ago. He said, all right, we'll let you go to church. But, you know, you got to stay separated and, you know, only 10% capacity or whatever the arbitrary number was. And you got to wear a mask. And, oh, you can't sing and so forth, you know. So, yeah. What else is it that you want to dictate to us about our religious practices, Governor Newsom? Here in Texas, our Republican governor is embracing freedom. He's going to let us continue to go to churches with a mandate of masks in various places, except he's removed the mask mandates in churches and at voting sites. So yesterday I go to vote, and I'd already looked that up. I already knew that he had taken it off because he says your constitutional rights are not voided simply because of a pandemic. It's just the rest of your rights. You don't have a right to travel. You don't have a right to go outside. You don't have a right to conduct business. Go down the list, all the things that Governor Abbott has said you can't do. But, you know, voting, oh, that's a constitutional right. And the Constitution isn't overruled by a pandemic. So I tweet out all the time, hashtag Constitution over coronavirus. But the only place where that applies for Governor Abbott is at voting sites because of politicians and at churches because of political pressure. So I knew that. I go to the voting place yesterday and I see the signs all over the place. Mask required, mask required. Put on your mask. And everybody's got masks on. So I pull out my phone and I pull up one of the many, many articles saying that you don't have to wear a mask in case I'm challenged. I figured I was going to be challenged. And then I had it set to record video because I wasn't going to walk away quietly. And they didn't challenge me or us. I was there with my son. And no challenge. And we were allowed to vote. Now, they looked at us really strange. I looked at them really strange. All these guys with beards, wearing masks made out of cloth bandanas. And it's like, are you kidding me? Do you not know anything? It's so pathetically stupid. As a matter of fact, I retweeted something that one guy did. They had this line of, there's a little short little TikTok video. And he goes, he's got a microphone. And there's all these women with their masks on in a line somewhere. And he doesn't have a mask on. And so he sticks the microphone in the woman's face. And he asks her, said, first of all, he says, if you break wind, can you smell it? And she says, yes. And he goes, so you're telling me that a mask is going to protect you from coronavirus, right? That's that's one way to explain it to people, I guess. Anyway, I got this from a listener. He said he and his wife live in Alabama. They've been longtime listeners. As a matter of fact, he said when we still had jobs before COVID-19, I'm sorry to hear that he's lost his job because of that. He said they bought a lot of books about topics that I talked about here, The Technotronic Era by Zbigniew Brzezinski, Richard Proctor's books on the Constitution, Fourth Turning, iPencil, the article, and so forth. He's looked this up, so he's informed himself. So he goes to voting stations. He said there's stickers everywhere. This is in Alabama. Keep 6 feet apart. Of course, they had that there at the polling place where we went. Everybody inside was wearing a mask, including volunteers. But at the door, there was a 6-foot table. On it were medical gloves, medical masks, hand sanitizers on either side of the table. Were 6-foot, fully armed, ready to go cops, forcing mask and sanitation before and after leaving. We walked past the table because there are no mask laws here. Isn't that interesting? You know, here we've got mask laws in Texas over every activity except for voting and churches. And there they don't have any mask laws, but they're going to enforce it at the polling places with cops. One cop stepped in front of me and my wife, said we cannot enter if we didn't sanitize and mask up. After listening to you, now watching you, after losing my job, I've learned a lot about how if you don't fight for your freedom, nobody else will. He said, I was wearing an InfoWars shirt and was concealed carrying, especially during these times and at polling places. Our laws say that we can conceal carry anywhere, but in courthouses or bars. This was a gym where the voting was taking place. So these two police officers tell us we couldn't vote if we didn't have a mask. So I demanded to see the law that required me to wear a mask. And they couldn't figure out that they weren't doing their constitutional duty. So I reminded them of this. I'm a veteran, wounded. I went to my car, grabbed my gas mask from a rack, strapped it to a tank of oxygen, put on long pants and a shirt in 100-degree weather. I was told to start being a wise guy. As I took off my suit to get serious again, they saw my concealed weapon. Immediately, I had two pistols pointed at me and my wife. He said, I was told that my InfoWars shirt and my pistol were things that they were looking out for. By the way, He said, this was a gem. Next thing I know, the police put away their firearms and demurred and let us in to vote without masks. And here's his conclusion. He says, I believe you may be looking at the Democrats' new strategy to harass voters until they leave. Basically, voter suppression. You know, kind of like what the new Black Panthers did in Chicago. You had the video of them standing outside the polling place with clubs, you know. No white people allowed in here, whatever groups that they were. I imagine it was white people. And of course, Eric Holder, his Justice Department, didn't have a problem with that. So he said, we're scheduled to volunteer for 3 to 6, the last shift. We're told that our volunteerism was not needed. We're told that by the police. So, yeah, that's his experience in terms of voting. So as we look at this, and we have our wonderful Greg Abbott has shut down everything but voting, and he allows churches to meet, you know, for the time being. We'll just have to see what things he will allow us to do in the future, because now the principle has been set that he can decide and flip the switch, just like all these other governors, to do whatever they wish. And this is happening everywhere. As we look at Arizona, the Republican governor there, Doug Ducey, of course, the Republican governor here, Greg Abbott, joining and acting like Gavin Newsom in California, basically killing small businesses, re-implementing lockdowns, pushing out new mask orders, even though we were told from the very beginning, not only does it not work, but it is going to make it worse for you. If you don't know how to use a mask, if you're not even using an N95 mask, and quite frankly, I have my doubts as to whether or not the N95 mask works, since it says it gets 95% of the particles that are bigger than the coronavirus particle. But certainly, we didn't have a shortage of bandanas and napkins several months ago. They could have dictated that then. And if they didn't, we shouldn't be listening to them. Because now that they're telling us that this thing is out of control and it's coming back and we've got to do all this stuff, it's like, well, it wouldn't be out of control if you had given us these methods that are going to control it now, back then. All right? Why are we listening to these experts? Why are we listening to these governors, Republican, Democrat? It doesn't matter. They are kettling you into a mandatory vaccine, surveillance, and a complete lockdown of your life from here on out.
The reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19. Oh.
No, don't seduke me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation he carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. Because, you know, for girls, there's 5 different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. And it's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
So I was taking care of an errand this morning, and I wasn't even close to downtown, but I was parked on a little side street going to this business. When I came back out, I saw what looked like 2 Asian folks, probably Chinese, walking down the sidewalk about 50 yards up ahead of me. And here I am parked a truck with the windows up.
And the woman stops and points at me, so they stop and they wait while I'm inside my truck. Truck started, and they sit there and stretch. She keeps pointing, and they put their hands out like they're waiting for me to go because I'm not wearing a mask inside my car. And so then I just sat there, so they acted angry and walked past me. I almost shot a video of it on my phone, but everybody sees this stuff happening everywhere. This is mental illness. People are pulling guns on folks that aren't wearing masks. This is all cult programming. This is all about submitting. We cannot submit to this UN brainwashing. It's all a giant fraud. We must expose the fraud or become slaves to it.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fun. This entire takeover has been battle-planned, blueprinted, war-gamed, field-marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit that, quote, death numbers are dropping because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, they're going to be able to read everything about you, and they'll be able to read your mind. That's what they're working on at the NIH. Actually, you've got DARPA and so many of the intelligence agencies. They've been focusing on anticipating your behavior, figuring out where you're going to go, anticipatory intelligence, the activity-based intelligence. Human domain analytics, the whole thing, the whole field is called geospatial intelligence, has been the primary focus of the darkest side of our government, the NSA, the intelligence services since the late 90s, since the Internet became practical. The Internet designed as a psychological tool of control by J.C.R. Licklider in the 1960s, and that's exactly what it has now become. And the next step is to inventory you as part of the Internet of Things, so they can track everywhere that you go and predict what you're going to do. And this is leading into all of that. You have all these people who have been putting this together for decades, and now they just somehow have luckily found exactly the thing that they need to roll this out. Isn't that amazing? And it's all real. It's just a response to a real threat. No, it isn't. As we look at the fact that there's going to be a noose car race in Texas this weekend, Texas Motor Speedway. Oh, everybody's wringing their hands about this in the mainstream press. How could Governor Abbott allow this to happen? You're supposed to limit outdoor crowds to 10 or fewer people, and they're going to have this big NASCAR race. And they point out, oh, but motorsports have a specific exemption. Isn't that nice? Now you understand why noose car has gotten so politically correct. You're not going to be able to do any activity whatsoever, any business, unless you toe the line like a big corporation. They've had this hovering over big corporations for a long time. The carrot of crony capitalism, the carrot of corporate fascism, of corruption. You do what we say and, you know, you'll be given a monopoly. We'll give you subsidies. We'll give you big government contracts and so forth. But you do what we say. And now this is rolling out to all the entertainment industry, all the sports industry. This is why they've gotten so woke. Yeah, they woke up to the fact that there's no such thing as a free market here anymore. If you want to act independently and free, you get purged out. as a CEO. You get purged out of the economy. You get shut down because, you know, you're just too dangerous. You know, you have this virus of freedom and a free market. You're going to have to be shut down. And so as they're talking about it, they said, well, you know, they're only going to have 50% capacity. That could be 62,000 fans showing up. Oh, yeah. Look at the numbers. Let's freak out about this. People could be 12 feet apart. They could be all masked up with shields on their faces, even vaccinated maybe, right? Eventually. But no, wait, we can't allow this. I love this quote. One person is freaking out about this and says, well, they say they're going to have hand sanitizers and masks and everything like that. But that's a whole lot of reliance on personal responsibility. It's on the individual's shoulders to do the right thing. We can't have that, right? That's it, man. Game over. We're going to die on this rock, right? We can't have personal responsibility. That day has finished. This is the new normal. The new normal. All right, an article from WND. Doctors Association says, here's how you stop this. Treat it like we did HIV and AIDS. Remember when that happened? I'm sure Fauci does because, you know, Fauci was at the NIH. He got a lot of AIDS activists pretty upset about the way he handled that. But, you know, he didn't do a lockdown. He didn't do a lockdown. He didn't destroy the economy. And so the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons say a better evidence-based approach would be to protect the people most at risk of exposure and infection despite protective gear. Pointing to the response of HIV/AIDS, the group noted that while there is still no vaccine, people who might be exposed to HIV, there's no vaccine for HIV now, right? After what, 30 years? People who might be exposed to it are offered post-exposure or pre-exposure prophylaxis and antiviral drugs. They cited the recently published peer-reviewed study from India showing that hydroxychloroquine is being used safely and effectively to prevent COVID-19 to people who might be exposed to it as workers. Yet while policemen and others in India may choose to take hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic, you have Arizona's Republican Governor Ducey issued an executive order specifically prohibiting the preventive use of hydroxychloroquine, even though it's being done in India. And they point out there are now 53 studies. I didn't go through all of those, but I read you a lot. I probably went over about a dozen of those a couple of days ago. Studies of 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people. And it's one of the reasons why you're not seeing people die at the rate that they did before. Because we've got treatments for this, even if politically they want to ignore this. There are now 53 studies, 33 of them peer-reviewed on hydroxychloroquine and COVID-19. As a matter of fact, Fauci knew this. Fauci published 15 years ago during 2005 flu season. It was SARS that happened at the time. And his own organization published a report about hydroxychloroquine and how effective it was in terms of stopping that. So he's known this even before he started trash talking hydroxychloroquine. He's known this for 15 years. Fauci is a liar. Fauci has blood on his hands, and Fauci is planning to put more blood on his hands with this coronavirus vaccine. Nevertheless, you have all these Republican governors who are partnering with him, just like the president is partnering with him to push this fear and this lockdown. As Zero Hedge points out, a surge in small business bankruptcies is already underway. In 2008, many homeowners just walked away from their mortgages, and now small businesses are doing the same. And they talk about a business here in Texas. Twisted Root Burger was a Texas success story. They expanded from one casual restaurant in 2006 to 24 sites, including restaurants, bars, a brewery, a theater. Now the company is moving fast in another direction into bankruptcy. The owner said, I'm not going to open that restaurant at half of the revenue. It's exactly what I've been saying. It makes no sense to follow the business plan of a lawyer, politician like Greg Abbott, who's never run a business. You can't operate a business at 50% capacity, especially a restaurant business. Because their business is focused on a very short period of time. You know that if you walk into a restaurant on a weekday afternoon, you're the only person there, right? But you may have to wait for a table on a Friday or Saturday night because that's when they do all their business. You shut that down to 50%, they're out of business. You can't take a 50% hit on a business. He says, I'm going to walk away from those restaurants. I'm not going to set myself up for failure. Let's talk about who's really setting us up for failure here. Reason points out, the federal budget deficit in June was bigger than the entire federal budget deficit for 2018. And not only that, but in January of 2019, the Congressional Budget Office published what they thought would be the likely budget and economic trajectory over the coming decade. And they were very concerned. They said, look, we're going to have about a $900 billion deficit in 2019. This is not sustainable. Furthermore, they said, starting in 2022, we could have a $1 trillion deficit and more every year. That's not sustainable. It would be 93% of the gross domestic product by 2029. And yet, what did we have in June of this year, the most recent month? We had a federal budget deficit of $864 billion. Now, they were freaking out because in 2019, it was unsustainable. It was going to be $900 billion for the year. And just last month, we did $864 billion. Oh, it's 4D chess, right? 4D chess for people who can't count. And then we have New York, a special case. 22 states are now on the list. They've added four more states to the restricted list of people coming into precious New York. I mean, who wants to go there anyway? I thought everybody was going the other way. You have to get a pass from Cuomo to get out. And here's the deal that people are not talking about. Yeah, you got to fill out a form when you fly in or you get $2,000. And then they'll tell you, oh, you may have to go to, you're going to have to go to quarantine, 14-day isolation. If you break that isolation of 14 days, you can get a $10,000 fine. I mean, this is as crazy as the case I was talking about yesterday, about the Lone Rider in Australia. All right, folks, we got to take a break. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. DNA Force, 50% off.
26 years. Starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me. And they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. And they said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him, I said, do you understand? I didn't come up with any of this. I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared, you know, the next time I saw them in a few months and say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up. Okay? It's real. It's real.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate, control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, yesterday I talked about the the Lone Rider of Oz. Here's what they call Australia a lot. One woman on the plane, on the entire plane, and she was moving from one jurisdiction, one state, if you will, of Australia to another one. And she, as she landed, she was going home. You know, she had been in another state in Australia, and she was going home to her home state. She knew she had to quarantine for 14 days, but what she wasn't expecting, nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition, and that's what she got. She got the Australian Inquisition. she was surrounded by police officers who whisked her off to a private hotel, an expensive private hotel, frankly, $200 a day. She says, look, I'm on benefits here. I can't afford this. And she's got to quarantine in that hotel, $200 a day hotel, for 14 days, $2,800 bill she wasn't planning on because they wouldn't let her go to her home, which is 5 miles away. And now, I guess Governor Cuomo thought that was a great idea. So he has must have seen the story. Hey, we can do that here. We're going to make anybody coming in. You're going to have to fill out a form, and let's talk about that. We've got video clip number one. He'll tell you all about it in case you were crazy enough to think that you wanted to go to New York. Here's Governor Cuomo with the Anti-Travel Bureau, video clip number one.
Travelers who are flying into New York from COVID-19 hotspots are going to face new requirements. They're going to have to provide contact information or they face a hefty fine. Jane Erica, Erica Byfield's live in the newsroom with the details. Erica.
Well, how about this, Michael? Those who don't comply with the face more than a $2,000 fine. They could also wind up in court where a judge will order them to quarantine. At this moment, this impacts travelers from 19 different states. As of today, enforcement teams are going to actually greet people getting off planes at airports across the state of New York. Those people will have to fill out a form that lets leaders know where they came from and where they plan on riding out that 14-day quarantine mandate. State leaders recruited airline officials to actually help them spread the word about this program. Travelers can fill out hard copies of the form or they can do it online. The governor called this move necessary because so many people are ignoring the order to share their contact information.
Can't be in a situation where we have people coming from other states in the country bringing the virus again.
So the form requirement also applies to people coming to New York in other ways, maybe like a bus or a car. Those travelers must fill out that form, Michael, online.
Okay, now I wonder, does that apply to people who are flying in from Mexico and Guatemala and places like that? Honduras? You know, they want to set up a business as a costume character in Times Square or something? Does that apply to those people? I seriously doubt that. I think this is rules for Americans. You know, the thing I find interesting about this, and I haven't seen anybody say anything at all about this, is that we have the Commerce Clause in the Constitution. Now, you know, I don't know what the situation is in Australia where, you know, person's going from one state to the other, flying in, and they grab her, force her to a hotel for 14 days to pay $2,800. But, you know, here in America, we had the Commerce Clause because they were going to stop border restrictions and commerce restrictions and travel restrictions within the United States. It was supposed to all be open and free. You know, we would have the federal government would control things that were coming into our country. But now we don't do that. We have the borders wide open for anybody and anything that wants to come in from outside of the country, but travel controls within the country. Isn't that interesting how they turn that upside down? You know, once upon a time, we had a country, as Thomas Jefferson said, we have eliminated all internal taxation. And what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows the tax man? He said that at his inaugural speech of his second term. In his first term, he had eliminated all that. The federal government was funded solely on tariffs, on things that were coming in from outside the government, but they didn't have any internal taxes. Then the 20th century, we had the globalists take over, the bankers take over. And now everything is free coming in from outside the country, but inside the country, everything is taxed, everything is controlled, and now your movements are being controlled. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We were just talking about the escalation from Governor Cuomo in New York. It's also Governor Lamont in Connecticut, also in New Jersey. They are increasing the number of states. They've now got it up to 22, about half of the states. If you come in, you're going to have to fill out a detailed contact form, part of contact tracing, right? We need a little bit of information about you for our files, Mrs. Robinson. There's no need to worry about this. We're here for your best interest. We're just trying to keep you alive. And if you don't fill out the form, and if you don't give them all your information, $2,000 fine, then you're going to go to quarantine for 14 days. If you violate that, $10,000 fine. Let's let the media explain this to you, because they're pushing this contact tracing. It's like, you know, we have push polls, right? Push polls are a poll that they do just before an election. Ostensibly, they want your opinion about something. But what they're trying to do is force their opinion on you. That's why they call them push polls. They're not pulling in information. They're pushing out information to you. They don't really care what you say. They just want you to hear their question, because their question is giving you, is nudging you in a particular direction. And that's basically what these news reports are doing. So let's listen to them get on board with more contact tracing. Video clip number two.
If you're traveling into New York from one of 22 states with high rates of COVID-19, watch out. The state is now cracking down on a travel quarantine. These flyers finding out upon arrival at LaGuardia Airport.
Your phone number, email.
What do you think about that?
I think it's cool if they're trying to track down, you know, keep track of what's going on and where it's coming from, you know.
Oh, that's
who
cool.
Brings in,
yeah, that's
what.
Good.
They
I
said
like this.
That they may call you. They may check up on you, you know, stuff like that. And I was okay with that.
These 22 states are considered hotspots with a 10% or higher positivity rate for COVID-19. And so travelers from these areas must quarantine for 14 days upon arriving in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. If you get caught venturing out, you can get hit with a $2,000 fine. But that's a big if.
$2,000 sounds pretty hefty, but I think that it's important to understand why he's doing it, to make people be serious about it.
There are exemptions. For example, this California resident is dropping off her daughter to visit a relative in New York before flying back home.
If you're here less than 24 hours, then I'll be able to come back. So that's a good thing. So I'm not going to be here
you can't catch
hours.
It if you go somewhere for less than 24
travelers
hours.
Travelers are asked to fill out this form with the address where they're staying, along with a phone and email. You can do it online before traveling. Otherwise, airlines are handing out a form on flights headed to New York area airports.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be staying in a cabin in the woods, so away from everyone.
You have to take the measures you have to take to keep everybody safe.
What was that? He's mumbling. Blah, 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 blah. Get the mask off your face. I can't understand what you're saying. I do that to people all the time just to annoy them. Sorry, what was that? I can't hear you. Get a mask on your face. That was in the days when they didn't require that I wear a mask on my face to go into a restaurant where everybody is sitting at tables without masks on their faces. Because, you know, I have to wear the mask to walk into the restaurant. But as soon as I sit down, I can take the mask off to look at my menu, to place my order, and to wait for my food to come and to eat my food. But I got to have that mask or I get thrown out. These are the rules under the new normal. So as we look at this, see, that's one of the reasons why you look at this and say, well, why would they threaten people with a, why would they threaten people with a $2,000 fine if you don't fill out this contact form? Well, because it's probably pretty invasive. Yeah. Where are you staying? What's your phone number? Shoe size? You know, all this other stuff. And we'll be coming to check all that stuff. You know, maybe they'll have an FBI come in and do a 302 on you. Well, you gave us the wrong shoe size. Take them off, man. We're going to send them felony charge. That's what's coming. No, I'm not joking, quite frankly. And so if you have a problem with this, you notice they didn't, they, all these people that they were talking to, probably in their 20s, if you're watching this, in their 20s with a mask on their face. They didn't talk to anybody like me. If they would have interviewed me, I would have given them a piece of my mind. We had a situation like that. Once upon a time, my family went to, in Orlando, back in the old normal days, when you could walk around and go places. We went to Orlando, and there was, at that point in time, there was a restaurant that was all NASCAR memorabilia. And it was really a pretty cool restaurant. I mean, they had real race cars up in the ceiling, suspended and so forth. And as you walk in, before you got into the restaurant part of it, and then they had loops playing all the time of, you know, car races and crashes and all that kind of stuff while you're eating. It was really neat. They went out of business eventually, but, even before the COVID-19 shutdown. But I took the kids there when they were about, 10 years old. And, Dale Earnhardt had just died, and we didn't know it because I'm not a spectator sport fan. Even for something that I like fast cars, I don't really, you know, like to drive them, but I'm not interested in watching other people do stuff. I like to do things myself, frankly. There it is. You guys are pretty good. That's good. Yeah, that's what it looked like. It was a neat place. And in the, at the front, the foyer, when you go in, they had a really big area where you could buy all kinds of, you know, model cars and t-shirts and merchandise that was associated with NASCAR. NASCAR. Sorry, it's NASCAR today. And so we go in, and there's a TV reporter comes up to my family, and he goes, are you here because of Dale Earnhardt? We said, who? And he goes, and this is live TV, because they couldn't edit us out. And at first he asked the kids, and they didn't have a clue. And then he asked me, I didn't have a clue. And he says, Dale Earnhardt died today. Are you here because of that? I said, no. I said, I'm sorry, he died. Who is he? That was on live TV. We just completely destroyed his live report. Unintentionally, frankly. I mean, you know, we really didn't know who he was. And we're very sorry that he died 20 years later. But I had no idea what that was about. But they would not have interviewed me. If they had interviewed me, they would not have put that on that report, because I would have given a piece of my mind about these regulations. But they want this contact information for you. This is training. They were pushing people. They showed reports from people who were on board with all of this. And we've had The Atlantic and other publications, Bloomberg and other publications, pushing biometric tracking and surveillance from China. As this was ramping up, as they were pushing this to the U.S., and I said, look, they're going to push this here. Don't let them push Chinese tactics to us. And you had publications like The Atlantic saying, you know, it's unfortunate that we don't have biometric tracking and surveillance like they do in China, because that's really going to help them and it could really help us here. And they were pushing that before the lockdown. And now they're pushing it as they continue to move forward, even as the fatality rates are collapsing, even as we have the Texas State Department of Health coming out and saying that the COVID-19 deaths are one-third to one-quarter of what they were for the last two flu seasons, they continue to push new regulations. And you have this Republican, so-called Republican governor, Abbott, pushing these regulations on people. So, yeah, we can talk about how crazy Cuomo is, and the fact that, residents are required, people who come there, rather travelers, are required to isolate for 14 days. And they're going to focus on the cases, but they're not going to talk about deaths. They're certainly not going to talk about the over 6,000 people that were killed in nursing homes because Cuomo forced sick people into those nursing homes. So even if they have COVID-19, or you think they got COVID-19 because they didn't have tests, right? Even if you think they got COVID-19, you can't keep them out of the nursing homes. Over 6,000 people died in the nursing homes, but it's not his fault, says his health authority. Yeah, and we have the U.S. testing czar. Did you know that we have a testing czar? You know, that's something that really grates on me, that America has czars. It's grated on me since William Bennett was called the drug czar, and he accepted that. I would have been insulted, and a real American should have been insulted, but now we got czars about everything. Now we got a testing czar, and you know who he is? He's an admiral. Yeah, it's part of the military-industrial complex.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're staying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalist toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I said at the top of the hour, I said, you can't restrict people from coming into your state because we have this thing in the Constitution called the Commerce Clause. And I was surprised that during the break, I saw this article from The Hill. Daniel Ortner, opinion contributor, says quarantines for out-of-state visitors exceed the governor's emergency authority. Oh, that's interesting. And what did he say was the basis of this? The Commerce Clause. How about that? Somebody else actually read the Constitution. Hey, folks, it's not that hard to understand. You really can understand it. It really is written in plain English. That's one of the reasons why we want to have English only. It's like the U.S. Army yesterday, I told you. They said, you know, MAGA is a racist, white supremacist slogan. That's the U.S. Army. And this is coming from the top level of the U.S. Army. Their new woke memos out to people. But they also said it's also racist and white privilege and, you know, hateful speech if you say English only. Because, you know, we wouldn't want to have one common language, you know, for people to follow orders in the Army. No. We don't want English speakers in the Army. I mean, come on in, whatever language you speak, you don't have to speak English. I mean, it's great if you speak other languages, but you don't have to speak English. We don't know how you're going to follow orders without that. Anyway, as we look at the Commerce Clause, this is what the opinion editor from The Hill says, and I'll give you my take on this as well. He says, there's no reasonable basis, he says, for believing that anybody who's been anywhere in Florida has COVID-19. He says, as of July 13th, there were about one case per every 100 people in Florida, about the same per capita as in New York. So you got a 1% chance, in Florida. So why would you assume that somebody's got it, right? There's a 99% chance that they don't have it if they're coming from Florida. And you also heard during that commercial for contact tracing that was called news, you also heard them say, well, you know, hey, I'm going out of this other state. Because the rules say that if I'm not out of the state for more than 24 hours, I don't have to go through any of this stuff. Because, see, you can't catch that within 24 hours, according to Cuomo. Just like, you know, if you are elderly and you have COVID-19 or you're deathly ill, no, you can't keep them out of the nursing homes. And you can't keep people who have been out of the state for less than 24 hours. You can't subject them to this kind of stuff either, right? Because you can't catch it unless you're exposed to people for more than 24 hours. So I say, well, if that's the case, then we need to get rid of all these mask and social distancing regulations, because as long as I'm not face to face with you up close for more than 24 hours, I don't have to worry about it, right? This is why it's all political. It's all, well, you know, bovine excrement. And he goes on to say, quarantine and isolation orders significantly infringe on individual liberty. So therefore, an individual is entitled to due process of law. Simply having been in Florida doesn't make you guilty of a crime. You know, there's a lot of drug dealing going on in Miami. But because I went to Miami, that doesn't mean that I should be whisked up or my vehicle should be taken under civil asset forfeiture laws, right? Oh, well, you know, that day is coming as well. As a matter of fact, you know, the interesting thing about the Commerce Clause is that that's been used as justification to overturn the Constitution and to put through the war on drugs. As I pointed out many times, when we decided that alcohol was a very dangerous enslavement, I don't like to use the term addiction, I think enslavement is a better description. It is a spiritual enslavement. And so, yeah, because it had some very negative consequences, people said, well, you know, let's just not let people have that anymore. They naively decided that by force they could take care of a spiritual enslavement. Doesn't work. And so after a while, after they passed the 18th Amendment because they had respect for the Constitution, after a while they passed the 21st Amendment to overturn that because they realized it was a failure. But here we are after 40, 50 years, and we will not acknowledge that our long-term experiment was a failure, and we never paid any attention to the Constitution. Instead, the people who, even people I've talked to who are law enforcement against prohibition, say, well, you know, we have the Commerce Clause. No, you don't. That doesn't justify this. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment say that if you haven't been granted powers, you don't have them. Those powers are retained by the states and the people. You don't have these powers unless you're specifically given. And that's why they had the 18th and 21st Amendment. But then they take the Commerce Clause, which was supposed to create a trade-free zone within the United States, and they use that to enact an illegal prohibition, the drug war. Just like I said, it used to be that all the taxes were at the border of the U.S., tariffs. Jefferson bragged that there were no internal taxes. And then in the early part of the 20th century, at the same time, they created the central bank, the Federal Reserve. They created the income tax. And then they started taking down taxes at the borders. And that's what these globalists are doing. No borders, no control on the movement of people either. You know, no control on no taxes, no tariffs at the borders, and no immigration controls. But we're going to control the movement of Americans now inside of America because, you know, Cuomo and the governor of Connecticut claim that they have the authority to tell people that they can't come into their states. It is a violation of the Commerce Clause. But, of course, we invert everything, don't we? Everything in the Constitution has now been turned upside down and inside out. You'll use the Commerce Clause for an unconstitutional war on drugs, but you'll ignore it when it gets in your way of telling people whether or not they can come into your state. He goes on to say the Constitution put a stop to all that by guaranteeing freedom of commerce and motion between the states. The Supreme Court, the supreme authority in America. Well, not actually, but even as they're pretending that, the Supreme Court has held that the Constitution protects the right of individuals to travel between states. The right to travel can be limited only when necessary to achieve a compelling state interest. And again, assuming that everybody that's been to a particular state is now a suspect. And we're going to quarantine people who are not sick and they don't get a hearing. Welcome to America. The White House is pushing, as I pointed out somewhat yesterday, more details on it today. They're pushing back against Fauci, talking about his comments in January, the coronavirus is not a major threat, saying that it was not driven by asymptomatic carriers, saying that people should not be walking around with masks on and so forth. Well, if he was wrong about all of that stuff, why are we listening to him now? And you've got Peter Navarro taking the point on this, as a matter of fact, going public. There's a lot of White House administration officials who are candidly talking about that. Navarro is talking about it specifically. He said, while we were building mask capacity at record time, Fauci was flip-flopping on the use of masks. When Fauci was telling the White House Coronavirus Task Force there was only anecdotal evidence in support of hydroxychloroquine to fight the virus, I confronted him with scientific studies. When we come back, we'll tell you about Fauci's own scientific study and why he should and could be fired.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get. Much of the United States bureaucracy, all of Hollywood, and most of our media is under international banking control. The United Nations was set up by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record to carry out this operation. Now, under the guise of medical security, they're bringing us medical tyranny. That we see much of the federal government, the Democrats, the Republicans, all saying, except for Trump and a few people, that we need a nationwide force mask mandate to make everyone wear a mask. Even though just months ago we had the Surgeon General and others say, don't wear a mask, it's all a fraud. Now they say you must wear a mask. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of submission. I know you as listeners understand that. But we need sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and others to stand up and say, we are sanctuary cities for reality and for state and local sovereignty against the globalists. This isn't the federal government taking over. It's the UN through the federal government, and we as American citizens must say no. Whether you believe in evolution in the modern theory or not, the globalist controllers do. And they constantly write about and talk about how they want to create a global crisis or a group of crises that force humans to, quote, evolve in a new, better way. Now, when you study how they actually want you to evolve, you believe in that, it is to stop having children and merge with silicon bodies and a post-human future. Talk about psychotic. Talk about creepy. Talk about crazy. But they need an event like COVID-19 to teach a mammal to wear some covering over its nose, over its breathing tubes, to set the precedent for the forced inoculations, for the GMO, for the 5G, and for all the things that they admit will end our humanity as we know it. That's why this is so evil. Their whole agenda for a cashless society, global government, UN control, getting us all into debt, getting rid of local government. Think about all the facets of it, the censorship, the surveillance.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The ElectaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the ElectaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the ElectaPure Pro.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
The race is on, and it's going on at Operation Warp Speed. This is the headline from the Washington Post. A race is on to make enough small glass vials to deliver vaccines around the world for the coronavirus. And here's how the Washington Post proudly puts it. The job of delivering vaccines to a majority of humans is so vast that global production of pharmaceutical vials, and they spell that V-I-A-L-S. I would have put it in there as V-I-L-E-S, because this is a vile toxin, a poison, untested. Nevertheless, let's just call it, for the sake of argument, V-I-A-L-S. That's what they're talking about here. Pharmaceutical vials needed to be ramped up by 5 to 10% within 2 years. Oh, it's going to be faster than that. We're going to do it at warp speed, and Trump's going to fund it. Governments and drug companies around the world are placing huge orders worth hundreds of millions of dollars, pushing the makers of vials and syringes to add manufacturing capacity. Compared with the rush of laboratory studies and clinical trials, you know, because they're rushing these studies. They're doing them in silico. Remember that? I talked about that last week. You know, we talk about in vitro, right? There's a lot of different things that you can do about in vitro. You can test a drug in vitro on a particular bacteria, for example. So you put bacteria in a glass container, and then you drop whatever the substance is that you want to test on it and see if it kills the bacteria in vitro, in the glass. You can have in vitro fertilization, where you remove the sperm and the egg from mother and father, and you combine them in a glass container, in vitro. And So when they're testing the vaccine, and of course, you know, when you test a drug in vitro, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work in the body, because after you put that drug in the body, and depending on how you put it in the body, you might ingest it, you might put it in the bloodstream, you might inject it or whatever, you might inhale it. All those different things could have an effect on its efficacy, right? And so just because it works in vitro doesn't mean it's going to work when you take it. But now they're in a rush. We got to get this out because, you know, we got to open up the economy because it has political implications. Democrats don't want it opened up because, you know, they want to keep the economy locked down. They want a global depression to run so that they can win the election. Trump, on the other hand, wants the economy to open up. So he's going to push vaccines because he thinks that's his ticket, because he won't oppose these people. He won't bring in real scientists to oppose Fauci. He's going to partner with Fauci. He wants to take kind of this passive 4D approach, you know, 4D chess approach. Well, I'm not going to oppose them straight up on the legality, the constitutionality of what they're doing, the folly of what they're doing, how this is not pragmatic or practical, how it's not going to work. I'm not going to challenge them on that. Instead, I will accept that premise and I will race to push out vaccines. That's what he's going to do, because that's his ticket to getting reelected. No, it ain't going to work, President Trump. Even if you get the vaccines out there, it's going to be too late. And people are going to be too afraid to come out of their houses. You're not going to have the vaccines there in time. People are going to be too afraid to come out of the houses, even if you reopen things. And that's what the media is working on right now with lockdown 2.0. But anyway, they say, compared to the rush of the lab studies, the reason I talked about in vitro, let me go back, is because last week I talked about the fact that they're now doing something different. They call it in silico. In silico. What does that mean? It just means it's a computer model. We did it in silicon. We did it in computer models. Computer models are not worth the printout that they're based on that comes out of the back. Garbage in, garbage out. It was an in silico model that was used by the Imperial College of London that gaslighted Trump into doing this in the first place. It was Fauci and Birx who used that in silico projection. But that's the way that they're going to be testing the vaccine, the same way that they looked and projected at what was going to happen and said, well, we've got to flatten the curve here. We've got to slow everything down. And then when everything did slow down and when they had an effective treatment, they pretended the treatment wasn't there. Now they're playing the games with the cases, as we've been talking about. But we're rushing the lab studies. We're rushing the clinical trials needed to produce the vaccines that can safely and effectively block the virus, says the Washington Post. And so the work of producing glass vials is prosaic stuff, but it is just as important, because if you don't have enough glass vials to put this toxic poison in, to inject it into people's bodies, you can't get going with this thing. And they point out that we had a shortage of the flu vaccine in 2004-2005. When Fauci was pushing the swine flu 2.0 and damaging people with that. They got a lot of people scared about that. They say hundreds of millions of doses of the first vaccines could be available by the end of 2020. Not in time for the election, President Trump. Sorry, it's a losing strategy. Through the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed initiative. And they are locking down supply while prioritizing a boost in domestic manufacturing of medical supplies. The Trump administration's strategy is to spend heavily on contracts with the makers of therapeutics and vaccine makers to secure sufficient supply domestically. Let's take care of America first, said a senior administration official. So you didn't know this when you voted for President Trump, did you? America first meant vaccinate America first. How about that? I didn't know that either. Sorry. Corning. We were lied to. Corning, the U.S. glassmaker based in New York, is tapping a $204 million government contract to help accelerate construction of a 2,000-degree furnace in New Jersey that will exude molten glass into links of medical-grade tubing hundreds of feet long that will then be divided into vials and shipped out to be filled with vaccines. The Trump administration has also awarded contracts of $53 million to a Texas company, Retractable Technologies, to expand its production of capacity of syringes. Another $138 million contract to ApiJet Systems of Connecticut to boost capacity needed to manufacture 100 million pre-filled syringes. Are you keeping track? Keeping a running total? I mean, who cares? You know, 100 million there, 200 million there, 1.6 billion over here. Who cares, right? Print some more money, write another check. It doesn't matter. We don't care that even though the Congressional Budget Office was concerned about a $1 trillion deficit for the year, that we did that in 1 month, last month. I don't care about that. Just write the checks. Stevanato Group, a global medical glassmaker based in Italy, says that demand will rise by 1 to 2 billion new glass vials, each of them capable, listen to this, of holding multiple vaccine doses. Oh, yeah, there you go. I mean, maybe that's multiple vaccine doses of COVID-19, or maybe it's going to be multiple different types of vaccines. Who knows? I don't know. They're going to vax you for everything. Now, this company, this Italian company, Stevanato, received an order from the global nonprofit Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, for 100 million vials. They can contain enough vaccine for 20 doses each, enough for 2 billion shots. CEPI said it's working with 9 different companies in the hunt for an effective vaccine. It is investing millions of dollars in manufacturing upgrades for some of those companies to help them prepare ahead of time. And so when we look at this, who is this company, CEPI? It was introduced by Bill Gates. He's a big backer of CEPI. CEPI was introduced in 2017 at Davos, the World Economic Forum. This is a planned dimmick. This is a globalist agenda. This is what the Trump administration is pushing more than anything else. It's their only solution. They're setting back passively about all these violations on our constitutional liberties and individual rights and due process. And instead, they're doubling down on this Davos Gates agenda. Is that what Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump picked up when they went to Bilderberg and Davos last year? They get cued in on this, join the club. They're now made men. We'll be right back.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
Reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Infowars store PureClean.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next hour, I want to get into some of the election returns that are happening, but also to talk about the coming civilization collapse and how, as I put it today when I talked about the topics I was going to be covering, get ready for the underground economy and the underground society for a number of reasons. In this segment, though, I want to finish up the last part of this, the invasion of the breath snatchers. It's not the body snatchers. These people, I can't breathe. Help, I can't breathe. They don't care. I mean, like I said yesterday, they're telling people, turn off your air conditioning when you're locked in your house. Well, you know, are you trying to kill us? Yeah, actually they are. They want to cut down our oxygen, increase our carbon dioxide, and then identify us if we don't join the cult. There you go, right there. Just like you see with Donald Sutherland wearing the mask. Invasion of the breath snatchers. We're now having non-mask wearers red flagged. This has already started. Rolling out the snitch society. Before we do, there was an interesting article picked up by Zero Hedge from Epic Times. Are Americans mad as hell? And they go back to the movie Network. And I'll just read you. We don't play it for you. I mean, could have grabbed the clip. But let me just read it for you, part of it. Because ask yourself, this was written in 1976, but ask yourself if this monologue from the character in Network, if this isn't where we are today. I don't have to tell you that things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. The Federal Reserve doesn't have any change for us, right? Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. And there's nobody anywhere that seems to know what to do. There's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Yeah, they've got us scared to death. We got masks over our face. He didn't even imagine that in 1976. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs. While some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides, 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad. They're worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't have to go out anymore. We don't have to go out anymore. 1976. We sit in a house. As slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller. And all we say is, please, leave us alone in our living rooms. But the Texas State Department of Health isn't good with that. They want you to do certain things in your home. And it's just a matter of time before they force you to do that. No, wear a mask when you're at home. Wear a mask, or we're going to have something to say about that, something to do about that. And so in this article from Epoch Times, it said, well, yeah, think about where we are today. Men can be women. Women can be men. It just depends on what you think about yourself, right? Speech equals violence, but silence also equals violence as well. The national conversation means that we're agreeing with the left in every particular, no matter what the subject. The office of executive is now subject to the Supreme Court. What I talk about all the time, judicial supremacy. The leftist, fascist gang of street paramilitary thugs called Antifa are the equivalent of the American boys, we're told, who landed at Omaha Beach in 1944, when in fact their flag is simply the inversion of the anti-fascista action of the Weimar Republic communists. No, actually, it's not even an inversion. It's exactly the same thing as I showed you. And the pictures sent to me by Mark Hall from the 1930s. And he pointed out when he was in Germany as the wall was falling. Yeah, and 1989. Said, look, you know, yeah, these people were all over the place. Yeah, they have exactly the same flag. Yeah, that one may be an inversion, but that one was exactly the same thing. Just flipped it. But they've got, you know, the black flag in the front of anarchy and the red flag of communism behind it. Western civilization equals white supremacy. Patriotism is not dissent anymore. Dissent, in fact, is treason. And so at the very end of the movie Network, and how they end this article here, they, you know, the character in Network says, well, it's finished. What is finished is the idea that this great country is dedicated to freedom and the flourishing of every individual in it. No, it isn't. So what are you going to do about it? I mean, we just had an election yesterday. I went to vote in a runoff election because I'm absolutely fed up with the political party, the political system. I'm fed up with politics completely. But there was one guy, Don Zimmerman. I've talked to him. I've interviewed him. It's like, all right, it's the only race that was there. It's a runoff race. I'll go vote for him. Well, he came in third. So much for the idea of democracy and political solutions, folks. I'm done with all this stuff. And you better start looking out for yourself. You better start preparing for the underground economy and the underground society. You think you're going to get groceries? You think you're going to be able to go to a restaurant? Think again. Already we have the mask system. What's going to happen when Trump finishes his Operation Warp Speed? And if he doesn't finish it, Biden or whoever the vice president is that takes over for Biden immediately after he's sworn in will. This is a military-industrial complex agenda. This is a globalist agenda. Trump just happens to be the front man there that pacifies the people who should be opposing this. It's going to go through. And you're going to have everything that you do tracked. You're going to have a requirement to get a vaccine in order to work. You're going to have a requirement to have a vaccine in order to travel. You're going to have a requirement to have a vaccine in order to get an education. Here's the good news. Do you really want to work for these big corporations? Do you really want to put your kids in their brainwashing institutions? Do you really want to go to that giant church that teaches you to obey everything the evil government tells you, no matter what they tell you to do? Maybe you start your own institutions, your own communities at the grassroots level. Maybe you start homeschooling your child. Maybe you start creating a community of homeschooling people. Maybe you start creating a community that grows local produce, grows your own food. You start getting connected with people so you don't have to go to the grocery store where they'll demand that you show your immunity passport. Maybe you start coming up with the kind of solutions and creating another economy and not participating in this economy that has been every bit as much compromised as the politicians. The politicians are destroying this country from the top down. And so we have a pushback. We got a lot of people who are mad as hell. Now, if you get mad as hell, don't take it out on these quislings that are running the business or the people who are working for them. They don't know what they're doing. Lenin was right. The capitalists will sell the rope that is used to hang them. And these small business quislings are so, I understand, they're up against it. You know, they got a choice. They can either just declare bankruptcy, like I told you about that guy who had the very successful Texas chain, being bankrupted by Governor Abbott. So I can't open up. I can't operate at 50% capacity. Why prolong this? I'm just out of business. They put me out of business. Move on. Do something else. Or you can be a quisling for the government. Now, you can enforce mask regulations. You know, you can go through all the motions. Oh, can't come into the restaurant unless you got a mask. And then as soon as you come in with a mask, we'll sit you down and you can take the mask off and sit here without a mask like everybody else in the restaurant. Yeah, these quislings, by the way, are not the true enemy. There's an enemy above them, the politicians that they're trying to serve. And quite frankly, if you're a Christian, you understand that they aren't even the ultimate enemy, because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. There is a supernatural power. That's why they call it supernatural. It's above the natural. This is true evil that we are fighting here. And you better understand how to fight it. You don't fight it by submitting to it. You don't fight it by joining it. You fight it the same way the Christians in China fought the Chinese, by creating their own organization of underground churches, an underground economy. That's the way you're going to fight this. All right, we've got to take a break. And before we do, real quickly, I didn't do much of a plug last hour. I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We don't get ads. We're not going to have any corporations advertise here. I guarantee you. So we're funded by the products that we sell directly to you. And we try to, and I think we do a great job, because I take these products on a regular basis myself. We've got great nutraceuticals, medicines made from natural ingredients, things like BodEase, turmeric, and other natural products that help to fight inflammation. BodEase, 50% off. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, 50% off. VasoBeet, concentrated beet juice that acts as a vasodilator, 50% off. Winter Sun, vitamin D, 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Cool that under the Megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful, because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about. And, oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now. And the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show. Tell me some sense of it all.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all. Oh, we lied to you. We needed to save those masks, you know, for our heroes. So I told you not to wear a mask. We knew all the time it was a thing to do, but we lied to you. But we're telling you the truth now. And we had bandanas and napkins back then when Fauci was lying to us. I guess they were saving the bandanas and napkins for the heroes. I don't know. But, you know, when we look at this, as I said, yeah, get mad as hell. But don't kick the cat, as we see happening here. We had an individual get into a fight, ultimately got killed himself. Before that, the Washington Post was talking about D.C. area restaurant employees assaulted because they were enforcing mask rules. Others worry that they will be next. Understand these people are quislings. Understand that there's a power behind them, forcing them to do this, threatening them, intimidating them. And understand that those people who have been chosen to rule over us are also not the ultimate power. They are the penultimate power. There is an evil supernatural force above them that is pushing this through. That's why this is a consistent movement from generation to generation. You know, these people like Soros, Gates, they're going to pass, but their agenda is not going to pass. It'll continue to go on. And so, you know, when you when they push you out of the restaurant, don't kick the cat. Don't go quietly either. You know, yell and scream about it. That's what I do when I get thrown out. I yell and scream about it, but I don't get violent with anybody. I guess, you know, they can come after me for yelling and screaming, but I do that every day here anyway. Michigan man, unfortunately, fatally shot after stabbing in a fight over wearing a mask. According to Michigan State Police, he walked into a convenience store without a mask. He was told that he had to wear one. Now, this is because of a new rule that has just been put out by Gretchen, the witch, the governor of Minnesota. And oh, by the way, there is a recall petition that you can find at Unlock Michigan. I think it was, I mentioned it yesterday. I think it's unlockmichigan.com. Put it up on the board, guys, if I recall that incorrectly. But yeah, go there, and if you're in Michigan, recall her. But this is one day after stricter mask rules went into effect. So the guy goes in, argument breaks out with this guy, 43-year-old. He is a longtime state employee for the Michigan Department of Transportation. And been there since 2008. They tell him, you can't be in here without a mask in the convenience store. So the dispute escalated. It's alleged that he pulled out a knife and stabbed a 77-year-old Lansing man. Then he got into his car and fled. The car was pulled over by a sheriff's deputy. She approached the car, and he approached her with a knife, she says, and she shot and killed him. So don't go down that path. Get mad, do something about this, but don't get violent. All that does is lend, not only will it destroy your life, even if you're not killed, it'll destroy your life if you get violent with people. But it will also lend credibility to the narrative that the establishment media and the government and these corrupt politicians are pushing, that the anti-maskers, and notice how that sounds so much like the anti-vaxxers. Yeah, we're all crazy, and we all need to just be put down, like sovereign citizens or something, right? So don't feed that narrative. Metropolitan Police Federation in the UK says it will be impossible to enforce mandatory face masks in shops. This is InfoWars. They said, we'll be driving round and round London looking for people who aren't wearing masks. It's absolutely absurd. Yeah, it is. But they've got other ways to do this. And we'll talk about that when we come back. The red flagging, the Stasi snitching has begun. And it is only going to get worse at this point. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. A story at InfoWars.com. The chair of the London Metropolitan Police Foundation says it will be nigh on impossible to enforce a new law which makes the wearing of face masks mandatory in all shops in England beginning July 24th. Well, we're working on that here in America. You know, we have the Quislings, the shop owners, who, after they've been shut down for months, after they're on the verge of bankruptcy, they're so desperate that they've got two choices. They can either just give up and declare bankruptcy, or they can become Quislings for the state. And most of them are choosing to become Quislings for the state. The police, however, say, well, we'll just be driving around London looking for people who aren't wearing masks. It's absurd. Absolutely absurd. He said the burden would fall on shopkeepers. There you go. See, that's how you do it. Shopkeepers will have to enforce it for us. While health authorities have repeatedly insisted that wearing face masks helps to stop the spread of COVID-19, the evidence is dubious at best. Yeah, absolutely. The World Health Organization committee that reviewed the evidence for the use of face coverings in public didn't back them. But the BBC reports that after political lobbying, the WHO now recommends them. See, it's political. They always push back until just recently. And they were telling everybody, it's not airborne until just recently. And then they got a lot of pushback, a lot of criticism. And so then they caved to that because this is about politics. It's not about science. It's not about medicine. It's not about the law or the Constitution either. One of the most depressing things about the government's diktat is that it will mean that people are even less likely to go shopping than they were when non-essential shops were allowed to reopen on the 4th of July, writes Toby Young. It says, if the government is determined to destroy the high street, in other words, retail space, it's the final blow, surely. Who will bother to go to a shop when they can get everything delivered at their front door? You see, this is why I say Lenin was right when he says the capitalists will sell the rope that is used to hang them. You know what that rope is? The face mask. The shopkeepers will sell the face mask regulation. They will enforce it, even though that's going to put them out of business. It's a desperate clawing as they are circling the drain. And they won't organize to push back against these politicians. Instead, they'll take the path of least resistance, which is to bully you so that you don't come back to their store. They'll have other people who will enforce this for them. A good example of this is Hershey, Pennsylvania. Hershey Park denies entry to a boy with autism because of mask rules. They're required to be worn in public spaces now in Pennsylvania. And so you've got a young boy who is, her son has got autism. So they denied us entry into the park because of my disabled child, which if you can't tell this, should give it away. He can't wear a mask. They said, well, you can don't have to wear a mask. You can wear a face shield. And she said, he has severe asthma, so he can't cover his face. And as you can see, he's autistic, so he won't wear anything on his head. A face mask, a face shield, it's still got pressure on his head. It's still out of the ordinary, said Mark Davis, president and CEO of Pennsylvania Advocacy and Resources for Autism and Intellectual Disability. Yeah, see, we know we had this Americans with Disability Act. Remember when that was pushed through a great fanfare by George H.W. Bush? Funny how they don't pay any attention to that. kind of like the Constitution or these other laws, right? They have an agenda. The law has become a pretense for them. They are not subject to the Constitution or the laws that they swear to uphold. They just do whatever they feel like doing. And so, you know, when you look at this, to me, as I see that the end game on all of this is vaccines, and as I understand the connection between vaccines and autism. By the way, I had Dr. Andrew Wakefield on last week. I think it was last week. The movie has now come out. His 1986 The Act. You can see that at 1986theact.com. Why 1986? Well, that was when Fauci, within a year of him becoming head of the NIH vaccine division, Fauci was able to push through legal immunity for any damage done to people, any damage or death done to people, with the 1986 Immunity Act. And the logo for the film is 1984 with the 4 slashed and a 6 written in above it, because it really is a kind of 1984 law. It's a drama that Dr. Andrew Wakefield has put through. You know, he was purged out of the medical profession, came from a family of doctors, generations of doctors, had a mother with a child with autism come to him with a child who had severe problems related to the autism, said it was from vaccines. As he was looking at that, he didn't believe that at first. And then as he started looking at it, he believed it, started doing an inquiry into it. They told him to shut up, to stop. When he refused, they purged him out. He's not going quietly, just like you shouldn't go quietly. He's produced a documentary now, not a documentary, a dramatization about that, about the absurdity of how these friends of Fauci should be able to allow to kill and injure people with legal immunity, and the absurdity that a president who campaigned talking about the damage of vaccines, who himself will not get a vaccine, is now saying a year ago, well, you got to get the shots. And now he is not only saying you got to get the shots, he is spending billions of dollars to accelerate an untested vaccine that even the vaccine pushers outside of Fauci, many of the doctors who've argued with Del Bigtree and others, are saying this is going to severely set us back, because they know that people are going to be injured with these untested vaccines, especially from Moderna. Ohio County, this is in Cleveland, Ohio, has now implemented a snitch hotline to report people who are not wearing masks. The Gesundheit Führers, as Eric Peters calls them. Gesundheit, Sieg Heil. Yeah, it is the East German Stasi Snitch Society informants that are coming here. People can now tattle on their neighbors for not wearing masks, and that's what they're encouraging it in Cleveland, Ohio. And they point out, just like the London Police Department said, there's not enough people in law enforcement throughout the country to track people down. See, when we talk about excessive force by police, you know, when do you typically have these types of things happen? In many cases, sometimes, you know, it's because they've got it's excessive force when they come after somebody for, you know, selling loose cigarettes on the sidewalk and choke them to death. You know, if the guy's got a long rap sheet of violent crime, I don't see that as excessive force if he resists arrest. But if, you know, some guy's getting hassled because he's selling individual cigarettes on the sidewalks in New York and they use enough force to kill him. But the problem is excessive government regulations. And let me tell you, defunding the police is not going to stop this. We're going to have an army of little community organizers, and they will have their uniforms and they will have their weapons. And it's the excessive regulation that is going to be killing us. In Georgia, we have red banner signs displayed in a Georgia shopping plaza. Reveals that a massive Nazi-style Schutzstaffel, the SS-like plan, is already in full effect and is being used to test, isolate, find, and quarantine Americans deemed to have come in contact at one point or another with somebody that is supposedly also confirmed to have COVID. That's how this works. You know, I mean, if you're somewhere in the vicinity, these are the new rules that were reported a couple of weeks ago in Collin County, Texas. And the people there were saying, what? You're going to define somebody as being COVID isolated because they were in contact with somebody that you think had it? Well, that's what Cuomo's doing, right? You were in Florida. 1% of the people in Florida have now tested because we got tests that if you've had a cold, it'll test you positive. And then out of those people, we multiply that by a factor of 10 or 11, as the Fox 35 report showed. So, yeah, you come in from Florida, you obviously have this, and you got to be quarantined. That's the way this works. We'll be right back.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle-planned, blueprinted, war-gamed, field-marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit the, quote, death numbers are dropping because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie.
Three reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally. And it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism. Historical food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalist toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In India, the approach that the police have taken there is not to push this off onto shopkeepers to be quislings for government regulations. No, no, they are policing things. They are handing out fines to people. I would expect to see this happening in places like New York if they hadn't gone to war with their police force. But maybe they'll pull out meter maids or something to do this. I mean, that's one of the reasons why they're going to the airports and telling everybody, give us all your contact information. No matter how personal it is, or we will fine you $2,000, go to quarantine, or we will hit you with a $10,000 fine. But in India, one guy who is a shared ride driver said that he had gotten two tickets and it had wiped out a day's earning because he wasn't wearing a mask. He says, I wear a mask when somebody's in the car, but as soon as they get out, he goes, I can't breathe. It's not comfortable. I can't breathe. So I, as soon as there's no passengers in here and the door is closed and they're gone, normally I take it off. And that makes me easy prey for the police. It's excessive rules that are the real problem with policing. Masks hanging from people's ears or not covering their nose are familiar sights on the streets of Delhi. Many people wear no mask at all. So the Delhi police say that they've issued more than 42,000 fines since March. 792 this last Sunday alone. So that's one way to do it. You can get your revenue up. And think about that. I mean, the fines were stiff enough that it cost that shared ride driver a full day's earning. So each he got two tickets. Each of those is worth half of what he would make working an entire day because he didn't wear a mask in his closed cars. I mean, I look at people in the mask wearing a mask in their closed cars, and they're just idiots. I mean, we had a guy pass out because he was doing that and drive into a tree. About a month or so ago. So as we are tracking humans everywhere as part of the Internet of Things, the U.S. still cannot effectively track weapons and vehicles given to Afghan security forces. Think about that. Yeah, they've got multi-million dollar weapon systems. They've got massive, they've got 48,507 weapons, 4,202 class 7 vehicles and so forth, but they can't track them. How could that be? I mean, you know, we have the Internet of Things and these are things and they've got a lot of money associated with that. You know, those vehicles alone, $57.7 million. I'm sorry, that was for the weapons. $57.7 million. The vehicles are $817 million. And they don't have any idea where they are. They gave them to the U.S. military. They gave them to Afghan troops. They gave them to Afghan police. And they've lost track of them, even though they spent $14.5 million on internet-based gear and vehicles to track all this stuff. How could that be? Well, they don't have an electric grid or internet there. So this is why they have to have 5G to track you. This is why they're rolling it out so quickly. One reason. I mean, there's a soft kill aspect to it as well. But the geospatial aspect of it, the Internet of Things aspect, being able to biometrically track everything that you do. To predict your activity, what you're going to do, pre-crime, anticipatory intelligence. But, you know, that's why when we look at this, the way that you escape this is to escape the grid. Or if there is no grid. That's why this is a very important fight, this 5G thing, because that is the fundamental infrastructure for the technocratic tyranny that they're going to impose on us. They need to have that kind of broadband in order to do the biometric surveillance, in order to do the constant tracking of everybody and everything all the time, everywhere. And by doing that, they'll be able to implement Bill Gates' agenda, his IA 2030. You know, they have to have the smart cities by 2030 to track everything everywhere. But he wants to vaccinate everything everywhere. You know, the tagline for IA 2030. Immunization Agenda 2030, created by Bill Gates, just like the CEPI initiative that he unveiled 3 years ago at Davos to manufacture vaccines for everybody. Now that's been taken over by the Trump administration to push that through. But the Immunization Agenda 2030 is everyone, every age, everywhere, vaccinated. So what is the future of employment? I mean, you know, we talk about getting out of this as a civilization is collapsing here. These people who have been working on replacing everybody, not only tracking you, but making sure that you don't have a job. They're going to replace you with automation. That's what Bloomberg was saying, you know, when he was criticized because he said, yeah, we can replace farmers. Anybody can do that or whatever. And they took that as condescending. Of course it is. Everything that Bloomberg says is condescending. He's a typical billionaire. That's what they do. People, he measures IQ or intelligence based on the amount of money that he's accumulated. And he dismissed people who were farmers. He dismissed people who were shop workers. But the context of the thing was to say, we had an agrarian society that was replaced by an industrial society. Now we're replacing that with a technocratic society. And the smart guys like me are working to put all of you out of jobs like this. Demand for robot cooks rises as kitchens combat COVID-19. That was always a problem. When they said, we're going to have more than 50% unemployment in the transportation industry because we're going to have self-driving trucks. We're not going to have drivers anymore. We're not going to have taxi drivers anymore. That's what Uber was always saying. You know, what makes this thing so expensive is that other guy, that other dude in the car with you, you know? California guy. Got to get that other dude out of there or it's going to be too expensive for you to ride everywhere because they're going to charge you by the ride, right? And so that's why they're taking the lead in self-driving cars. But, of course, the program was started by DARPA. And then they went on to say in Seoul, South Korea, they did a study. They said, you know, by 2030, that's always a magic date. By 2030, we're going to have about 50 to 70% of doctors and lawyers replaced by artificial intelligence. And so the question for them was, as Bloomberg said, we're working to get rid of all these people. We're going to get rid of their jobs. How do we keep them from grabbing guillotines to kill us for taking their lives away as they're doing right now as part of this COVID lockdown, rolling it out very quickly? Well, they've got the excuse now. They've got COVID-19 because, as AP is telling us, they have to have these robot cooks in the restaurant because they've got to combat COVID-19. So it isn't these people who are, you know, then these greedy bastard Bloomberg types. No. It's the COVID virus that is, as we've seen in Texas here, one third to one quarter as deadly as the last 2 years of flu have been. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've got a not so bad case of the flu. And so we're going to take your jobs and use that as an excuse. So this company, and I've done the stories before about this robot Flippy, doing the cooking and White Castle burgers and so forth. But they say that's okay because it'll help us to free up employees for other tasks, you know, like disinfecting tables and delivering orders. How long do you think it's going to take them before they replace the people delivering orders or the people disinfecting tables? I mean, you can disinfect the tables just by shining UV light on them. I mean, that's how fragile this virus is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there are still sites like band.video, newswars.com, Infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19.
Oh. No, don't seduke me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation he carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. As you know, for girls, there's 5 different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. It's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Been on air 26 years, but starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, "What is your formal education?" And I said, "Well, really, nothing but a few years of college." They said, "Well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man." And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him, I said, "Do you understand? I didn't come up with any of this. I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents." And they would just laugh at me and say, "Oh, no way." Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared, you know, the next time I saw them in a few months, and say, "Man, you're right. This is dystopic." Folks, I didn't make any of this up. Okay? It's real. It's real.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we look at the restaurants moving robots into the kitchens because, you know, we can't have humans touching this. We have other places where they're delivering food as well, and that's not too hard to do. They say, "Well, we can still have humans disinfecting the table." Well, that's not a problem because we've got essentially like beverage carts in the planes already. Somebody's found a way to do that extremely cheaply. Disinfect an entire chain, a plane. You just roll the beverage cart with UV light down there, and it kills. Or doesn't kill, it's not alive. Virus is not alive, but it destroys the COVID virus because, you know, exposes sunlight, UV light, things like that. It doesn't last. Well, let's see. We could have delivery of orders. Well, that's not going to really work either. Interesting that they're going to sell this Flippy robot that cooks hamburgers. They're going to sell it initially for $30,000, and then it'll be a $1,500 monthly service fee to them. But by the middle of next year, the robot company hopes to offer the robot for free, but to charge a higher monthly fee. You know, it's kind of like you hire it. You know, you don't pay an upfront cost to get an employee, but you pay them as you use them, right? So that's what they're going to do. This is a direct replacement for the employee. And instead, of course, you know, having health insurance or something like that, you just have maintenance for the robot. Right now, I guess that'll be done by humans. They'll come around and oil it or whatever, you know, grease the different moving parts. And after a while, they'll have a robot to do that. You know, you won't need humans for that either. Matter of fact, you know, we keep seeing the stuff from Boston Dynamics. That was funded by a DARPA contest. They had by far and away the best one of the robots. It wasn't about anything sinister, you know, even though it's the advanced, you know, defense advanced research projects doing that. It was going to be to, you know, help little old ladies across the street or to shut down nuclear power plants, you know, like Fukushima, because that happens all the time. So we got to go through a big rollout of autonomous robots for the Defense Department, of course. And now you see the latest thing just dropped yesterday. You can see the Skynet robot doing gymnastics, rolls and flips and all this other kind of stuff. Isn't that nice? Amazon is going to be unveiling a shopping cart, so you're not going to need cashiers at the stores either. That you're looking right there. That's the police force of the future. So, you know, we get rid of the cooks, we get rid of the waiters, we get rid of the janitors, we get rid of the cops, we get rid of the cashiers. Amazon's got a smart shopping cart, and you just put the stuff in, and as you put it in, it calculates the running total of the price for you, and you can just walk out with it. They call it the Dash Cart, the Amazon Dash Cart. Of course, they'll be rolling that out at Whole Foods grocery chain and then probably selling it to other people. So in light of all of this, you know, what are we going to do about this? Well, Ivanka Trump has got a solution. She has a new program, you know, they're part of a new jobs initiative, and she's doing this in conjunction with Tim Cook of Apple. Isn't that nice? The Trump administration is partnering with Tim Cook. And IBM chair, Ginni Rometty, she's just telling people that, hey, you need to find something new. That's the ad campaign. Find something new. Yeah, we may have just shut down your business and we've put 33 million of you out of jobs. You've got 33 million people getting unemployment benefits, but that's not all the people who are out of jobs, right? Because there's so many people out of jobs that they can't get onto the sites to get the unemployment benefits. So, you know, it's not a problem. Just find something new. Let's see. What's open now? What does the government allow us to do? Oh, let me see if I can figure that out. Yeah, go find something new in the middle of the pandemic while nobody is hiring. There you go. That's exactly right. This initiative is about challenging the idea that a traditional 2 or 4 year college is the only option to acquire skills to get a job, said Ivanka Trump. Well, that's true. I mean, you could always marry somebody like Jared. that's a career path for you, right? But no, I don't think going to college is a rational thing to do anymore. The cost-benefit analysis... if you don't understand the cost-benefit analysis before you go to college, you will understand the cost-benefit analysis after you get out and you're strapped with a debt. This is why you've got all these Marxist graduates. You know, they've degreed, they got a degree in Marxism, and now they want their debt forgiven. But we have other ways that we can move forward in our new society, our new normal. We have the FDA, who has been busy pushing back against hydroxychloroquine. Before the COVID-19 thing even hit, they were telling you, you can't do stem cell treatment using your own stem cells, right? You can't take out fat cells, put them in a centrifuge, and put them back in. They'd never claimed that they had authority to regulate biologics like that before. But not only to regulate biologics, but they now have exerted their authority to regulate your own biologics being used for your own benefit. Yeah, because there's no money in that for the big pharmaceutical companies. So the FDA pushes back on hydroxychloroquine because they want to push a vaccine. They push back on stem cells because they're holding back on that until they can figure out a way to create expensive drugs out of the stem cells of aborted babies. They have raided clinics that were giving people intravenous vitamin C. They pushed regulations to shut down vaping and so forth. But now they've got a more libertarian approach to abortion. They're now going to allow abortion by telemedicine. You can get a teleabortion. And it's not going to be a physical surgical procedure. No, instead of having to go visit a hospital or a doctor's office or a medical clinic to get a prescription for pharmaceuticals that are going to cause an abortion, you can just do it over, you know, a Zoom exam or whatever. Oh, yeah, there you go. And then we don't even have to wonder how far along the baby is, if in case there's any troublesome laws about protecting the life of the baby. And just get your abortion right over the Zoom account. And if you want to do it by pharmaceuticals, maybe what you should do is take a look at Abby Johnson's movie, where she talks about how she had a abortifacient abortion and what that did to her. It's in the movie Unplanned. It was kind of a wake-up call for her. So the future is remote work, if you have any future at all. You're going to do it remotely. You're going to enter into the cyberspace that is controlled by our Silicon Valley dictators. The same people who are controlling our public square and free speech. They're going to control your access to work. And it's part of what is getting a lot of people to beg for this infrastructure. Look, you need to start thinking about the underground economy. There's an interesting article in Investopedia. The underground economy includes any kind of paid work or transactions not reported to the government, therefore not taxed. Now, that's one of the reasons why most people have worked underground. But coming up, you're going to have regulations that are going to demand that you have to be vaccinated, that you have to do all kinds of things that you really don't want to do. And if you want to opt out of this, one of the things that has been a part of this, of course, is cash. And it's one of the reasons why they're demonizing cash. Oh, you'll get COVID-19 from the paper money. And oh, by the way, we don't seem to be able to figure out how to manufacture coins anymore. So the Federal Reserve is rationing out coins. This is a squeeze on the cash society, because that's one of the ways they can't really measure how big the underground economy is. So what they do is indirectly they measure it by looking at what is happening to cash. And so these people are really the ones who are playing 4D chess. It's not the Trump administration. It's these people. And they understand that the underground economy is going to be the way that people are going to try to avoid these kinds of mandatory vaccinations and tracking and, you know, all that sort of thing. And that's going to require an underground cash economy. So they've got to take the cash out of the economy right now. How big is it? Well, estimates were that even though it was declining in 2008, when the financial crisis came, it started climbing. And by 2012, by looking at the money supply, they estimate that it had totaled $2 trillion, about 12% of the GDP. Now, this is just people just doing it for financial reasons, not even for health reasons and privacy reasons and liberty reasons. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com. We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth, and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and
I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuboforce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because obviously the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better. So that means a lot to me. Thank you to all your truck drivers. We love you. A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate, control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're talking about the underground economy, how large it has grown. Some people estimate that before the Great Recession, it was about 7% of the GDP in 2007. But after the Great Recession, when people started to lose their jobs, it went up to approximately 12% of GDP. And again, that's because people are just doing odd jobs and that sort of thing, under the radar. Not necessarily because they're trying to evade taxes, but of course, coming as we look at what is in the future, working conditions, safety regulations, and so forth, imposing on you mandatory vaccination and that type of thing. That is what you really need to be looking at. As we look at the collapse, what is really the collapse of civilization? You know, there was an article that I spotted today. As we look at some of the news that just happened over the last week, you know, the a one-year-old killed in New York City. The family comes out criticizing Black Lives Matter. Of course, you know, it doesn't matter to them, really, if they're going to kill a one-year-old child. But we had a rash of Catholic churches that were burned, vandalized over the weekend, not really covered by most of the mainstream media. We have more than 80 shootings in New York and Chicago as gun violence surges in big cities. We have a Black Lives Matter mob invading a Dallas restaurant, trying to start a riot. We even have a museum curator resigning after he is accused of racism because he said he would still collect art from white men. We can't have that, right? Anything that is done by white men, that is racist. That has to, it's okay to get violent against white men and white old ladies, as we've seen multiple clips of, an elderly woman with a walker getting hit by a young black man, hitting her because she's white. And we've seen a couple of those cases. So, you know, and I guess probably one of the best instances of this is, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, we had a statue that was taken down. It was a guy in the UK, Edward Colston, his statue in Bristol. He'd had a lot of different businesses that he had been in, and some of it, there was evidently, part of it was a slave trade, and so the Black Lives Matter took down that statue in Bristol. Nigel Farage said, these people are basically the Taliban, and they are. They are the Taliban. They're acting very much like Muslims. Muslims will go in and they will destroy anything of the existing civilization. And then on top of it, they will build their mosque. And we see that happening in Turkey right now. There's an ancient Christian church there. Erdogan is going full Muslim on it. He's taking over the Hagia Sophia, I think is what it's called. And again, I'm not one of these people who is real big on statues, political or religious or, you know, religious sites or whatever. But this is about something deeper. Regardless of what you think about these individuals, regardless of what you think about statues in general, this is about destroying and taking down a culture. And so what they did in this, in Bristol, they put up a statue of one of the rioters, one of the anarchists, that after they tore down that statue, she jumped up there. So now they put up a statue of her there. There you go. And that's exactly what Islam does. See, Nigel Farage was right. These people are the Taliban. You take down the existing society and the culture, and you put up yours as well in replacement. And so when we look at this, there was an article on Ford Observer called The Jungle Grows Back. The author, Samuel Culper, said a couple years ago, I wrote a book entitled Clash of Civilizations. I read it, in which author Samuel Huntington offers a controversial look at the rise and fall of civilizations. And it's actually not controversial, because his bottom line here is that civilizations fall when they no longer have the will to defend their civilization. Decay occurs, quote, when civilization no longer is able to defend itself because it is no longer willing to defend itself. And it lies open to barbarian invaders. And this has been the pattern of civilization. Going back to the Roman Empire was probably the first most obvious example of this. After the corruption of the Roman government reached a certain level, the people there just didn't even care to defend it anymore. And they just let the barbarians run wild. And that's basically what is happening here in our society. And he goes on to say, given the likelihood for an unprecedented volume of mail-in ballots in November, there's already questions about whether the Postal Service can even handle the increased load. In previous months, the post office has suffered from decreased revenue, staffing issues, other things like that. And when we have an election that nobody believes in, what is going to happen in November? Do you think at this point in time, do you think either the left or the right is going to believe the results of this election? No, you're going to have the shotgun singing the song. We're going to be fighting in the streets, as the song from The Who goes, right? Yeah, don't get fooled again. Again, you need to start thinking about this. You need to start thinking about the underground economy. You know, we look at these pedophiles here. Some news on Ghislaine Maxwell, of course. You know, she's crying as she's refused bail because obviously she is a flight risk. She's been in like 36 different homes in the last year or so. And she was running to get into a safe room as they arrested her. And so she's obviously a flight risk. She's going to be locked up until her trial in a year. And she's denied bail on that. Then you had you had Geraldo Rivera defending her on TV. It's kind of interesting to see the people who defend her. What does she know? but she does know Chelsea Clinton. You know, the two of them used to vacation together. They're just like her parents. It's funny how close the Clintons are to the Epstein crowd, isn't it? You know, I mean, Bill Clinton, he used to vacation with Jeffrey Epstein, and Chelsea used to vacation with Ghislaine Maxwell. Funny how that works. And so when we look at this, and everybody's talking about whether or not she's going to commit suicide or whether she'll be killed in jail. Look, I said from the very beginning, yeah, it's interesting to see whether or not these pedophile networks are going to be taken down. Got a pedophile mastermind arrested in France that is supposed to have had a massive network of things happening there. But folks, as I pointed out yesterday, you've got a lot of people. You got, for certain demographic groups, you've had suicide rates go up as much as 600%, typically 300 to 400% across the board. Some groups, it's gone up 600%. America is on a suicide watch. I don't care so much about Ghislaine Maxwell, and I hope they catch these pedophiles and shut them down. But that was an operation to, it was an intelligence operation to find blackmailable and controllable politicians. And they're all controlled. And these controlled politicians are now controlling you. They're trying to kill our entire society. And the thing that bothers me the most about all of this is not just the Quislings who are desperately trying to, you know, find some way they can survive. And so they will become the regulators for masks. They'll become the regulators for immunity passports and vaccines and so forth. The thing that concerns me is the general population that I talk to. They don't have the will to push back against this. We truly have become, you know, the barbarians are within the gates. And the barbarians are coming to us dressed in the clothing of officials. Health officials, government officials. They're within the gates and we don't have the will to defend their attacks on our lives, on our culture, on our society, on our families. That's why I say you have to find a way, folks, to find a separate parallel. This is a window of opportunity for you to prepare yourself and your family for what is coming. I hope you see it. Most of the people that I talk to on the street do not see it. All right. Been to automobile events years ago. I did reports on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going to take all the cars and they're going to control all of our movement. But it isn't going to happen in my lifetime. And the people who were telling me that were 20 years old. They could see it coming, but they didn't think it was going to happen in their lifetime. Well, the time to prepare is now, folks. We've got some things like storable food is now back in stock and on short order at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our Christmas and July sale, free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off. That keeps us on air, and it's a great way for you to prepare because we don't know what's going to happen in terms of our supply chains. All right, right now, we got a lot of products, 50% off, up to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of nutritional supplements, nutraceuticals, things that are going to build your immune system, as well as storable food, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for listening.